Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
I'm Sam Edwards. I'm third generation Cure Master from S. Wallace Edwards & Sons in Surrey, Virginia. We support the Heritage Radio Network because we believe in the cause and what they're doing. They're supporting family-raised livestock, small family farms, certified humane, pasture-raised, antibiotic-free. Basically, we take the products from Heritage Foods USA and make them into Serrano-style hams, prosciutto-style hams, bacon, sausage, like my grandfather did. You can find us at SurreyFarms.com or VirginiaTraditions.com.
Welcome to Hot Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food, culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the good food movement, from chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. If you're listening live to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network, our live call-in number is 718-497-2128. Today, we'll be talking Chef Justin Johnson, Milwaukee food scene, and the wrap-up of NOFA's Locavore Challenge. What y'all know about food in the Cream City? On the phone to talk Milwaukee food is Justin Johnson, executive chef at Hotel Metro. Justin, welcome to Hot Grease.
How you doing?
Great. So I have to ask you this question. When I think of Wisconsin, the first thing that comes to mind is actually Madison. So tell me about the Milwaukee farm to plate food scene.
Well, it's really something that, you know, has in the last couple of years just swept through Milwaukee like a tidal wave. It's, you know, not something that, you know, I've been in the business for about 15 years, and, you know, when I started cooking, it really wasn't on the forefront of people's menus or people's minds. And I think, you know, some of it had to do with, food just being available and where do you find it and, you know, how much is available. And, you know, you have that short growing season in Wisconsin. And I think probably, you know, if there were three, you know, really big events that took place in the city that sort of spurred it forward, it was, of course, the development of Will Allen's growing power, which made a, you know, just a wide variety of aquaponic greens available and organic fish. And then the development of Braise RSA, which is a restaurant-supported agricultural group. And what they do is they consolidate all of the product, the produce, and the meat and all of that from the area farms in Wisconsin and bring it all to one warehouse and then send it to you, because that's one of the biggest hurdles in sourcing locally is you know, you got to go find the food. You know, it's not like you're buying from, you know, a large chain or a large mainline vendor that has a warehouse full of, you know, anything that you would want that's been warehoused and frozen. You have to go try to find the food, and I think those two things, along with the development of a protege of Will Allen's, Sweetwater Organics, in what they've done with sprouts and watercress and the aquaponic fish as well, has really made it so that sourcing locally is not just for fine dining restaurants anymore. You know, I mean, you go to pubs and gastro pubs and bars and things like that, and you see local product everywhere. So I mean, it's really taken off.
So Justin, I guess I'm crazy, because not until I arrived in Milwaukee, I'm like, oh, this is a beer town. How did I not know that all the beer world basically started in Milwaukee? But not only is Milwaukee known for beer, there are quite a few wines and liquors that are right in Milwaukee. And really, your Hotel Metro, has a lot of spirits and beers locally produced on the menu. Tell me a little bit about some of the spirits and beer in Milwaukee.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because of what we're trying to do with the food, we wanted to be able to mirror that in the bar as well. And we are in the Brew City. You know, we watched the Milwaukee Brewers just win a division championship, the first one since...
Oh, really? Oh, I'm out of touch.
Yeah, long time. So, yeah, I mean, we're known for our beer, and I think that, you know, the first thing that people think of when they think beer in Milwaukee is they think Miller. But there's a lot of other great small breweries. One of my favorites is the Lakefront Brewery. They make one of my favorite beers, which is River West Stein, and we actually use that to make a bechamel sauce for our pulled chicken crostinis, which is one of our small plates that we have in the bar. And then as far as the spirits, you know, we have Rahorst and Great Lakes Distillery, and they make a, you know, just a wide variety of vodkas and things. And actually, later this year, we're going to be doing a pairing dinner with Great Lakes Distillery, where I will come up with a five-course signature menu, and then their cocktail guru, Jason Nye, will pair up drinks with those dishes, and that's something that we're going to serve on our Zen Lounge, which is, you know, that great rooftop space on the seventh floor.
So if folks are just tuning in, we're talking to Chef Justin Johnson of Hotel Metro's Metro Bar and Cafe. Hotel Metro, Justin, give people the deets on Hotel Metro's green practices, how you compost in the kitchen at Hotel Metro. And you've just definitely told everyone about some of the menu items that are in the cafe and restaurant at Hotel Metro.
Sure. Well, Hotel Metro is the first and I believe still only certified green hotel in Milwaukee. So in addition to, you know, the local sourcing and sustainable practices with the food, we want to walk the walk in other ways as well. One of the really nice things that we've been able to do with Sweetwater Organics is they actually pick up our compostables and use it in the growth of their products that they sell back to us. So it's this great, you know, sort of cyclical thing. And then commonly in restaurants, you know, you have a grease pickup. You know, you empty your fryers and, you know, a company comes and picks up your grease and God knows what they do with it, you know, ends up in the dirt somewhere. Well, what we've done is we've partnered with an organization, a nonprofit called Cooley Region Biofuels, and they actually buy our used grease and they turn it into diesel fuel. And then we actually get a little bit of a kickback from that. So it, you know, it sort of serves both ends.
All right, Hotel Metro. Hotel Metro is doing great things in the Cream City. And I have to tell everyone, I didn't ask you this question. I'm totally in love with the vintage car, and I didn't get a chance to get to take a ride. Have you been in the car, Justin, at Hotel
Personally,
Metro?
I have not been in the car.
What?
You know, because there's a lot of our guests that come first with that. So, and the car is available all day and night up until 12 o'clock. It's a 1982 English cab. It's got a great look to it. Really looks neat sitting out in front of our classic Art Deco building. And, you know, it's just another one of those interesting little flourishes that the hotel has.
Along with the bikes. So after you have a fabulous dinner prepared by Chef Justin Johnson, you can take a bike ride around the city, don't you think?
Yes, we also have, you know, some great old school bikes, and that of course fits again into our green mold. You know, we don't want to be you know, polluting the air too much with our English cabs. So if you you know, if you want to go out and see the city, you know, as opposed to, you know, jumping on a bus or jumping in a city cab. You know, we have a wide range of bicycles out on the sidewalk that you can go take a ride.
So, Justin, all the folks who are listening all over the country, if they want to get in contact with you personally, I know you are on Twitter and you also have a personal website. Could you give it to folks and also give folks Hotels Metro's website?
Yeah, well, I'm on Twitter at Metro Justin, and the hotel website is real easy, www.hotelmetro.com. And then I also have my own personal website, which is chefjustinjohnson.com. And I sort of keep everybody updated with what we're doing with our menus, and I post my recipes and links to, you know, articles and TV appearances and so forth, so people can kind of keep track of what I'm doing.
Cool. Justin, thank you so much for coming on Heart Grease. Thank you so much for showing myself and Melissa great Midwest hospitality when we were in the city. The food was absolutely delicious. And see you next year.
Great talking to you, Nicole.
Have a good one. Listeners, keep tuning in to Heart Grease on Heritage Radio Network. We'll be back in a sec. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. We're continuing our discussion about the Milwaukee food scene. In the studio, we have Melissa Danielle. Are you the, like, I don't know, is it between you and John T. Edge? You've been on Heritage, like, how many times now?
At least four now.
Four? So you, John T. Edge, and, you know, we have a new record breaker on here, Fern.
Miguel Estro.
Yeah. She's been on here. So, folks, if you're tuning in for the first time, we have Melissa Danielle. She is a farm-to-table, farm-to-plate consultant here in Brooklyn, New York. So, Melissa, we first have to tell folks why you and I went to Milwaukee
earlier this month.
Oh my gosh,
still in September, don't rush it.
Yeah, time goes by so quick. Tell folks why we were in Milwaukee.
We were in Milwaukee for the fourth annual Growing Food and Justice for All gathering held at the Milwaukee State Fairgrounds. It's an initiative of Growing Power, bringing food justice activists from around the country together to talk about good food and community.
And our second reason.
We stayed at the lovely Hotel Metro in downtown Milwaukee, where we hosted a happy hour for Milwaukee's food bloggers.
Shout out to Hotel Metro, John Prill, and the staff there. They actually were our sponsors during the entire stay in Milwaukee. I have to get into the very specific details about the meetup. We called it the Brooklyn Meets Milwaukee meetup, or did we say Milwaukee Meets Brooklyn? What the hell? How did we title it?
I don't know.
Okay. So I have to talk about the, I swear everyone in Milwaukee had like this Southern hospitality. I know you're from New York City, so you don't know anything about that, but they were,
whatever,
but they were super nice, right?
Folks out in Milwaukee were very, very nice.
And not until we were like 2-3 days in the trip that I realized that Jeffrey Dahmer,
oh my God,
is from Milwaukee. And I'm bringing this up for a very specific reason. Jeffrey Dahmer is from Milwaukee. I'm sure people listen from Milwaukee like, oh my God, why is she saying this? But we met up and connected with probably four people that were so fabulous. We barely knew them, and we got in the car, we went around Milwaukee, and they showed us all the great food spots. So we gotta start off with the first one, our trip to Cop's Frozen Custard.
That wasn't the first.
Well, I'm going to start off with the Cop's Frozen Custard.
That is a dangerous place.
Oh, my gosh. And our friend, what's his name, took us?
Joe from Eating Milwaukee.
Eating Milwaukee. Are you listening, Joe? I love you so much. We got in the car with Joe, and afterwards I said, Melissa, what is Joe's last name? What is his phone number? I had no clue. He was super, super nice.
I had all that info.
We went to Cop's. I had just a regular frozen custard, and you had
I had a turtle. The turtle is absolutely dangerous,
and I actually put the turtle on my blog. Yes. So people can go there and see it. What else did we do that night with Joe?
We had burgers at Distill.
Distill, yes, check it out. Distill is actually two doors down from Hotel Metro. All local food, spirits. I had a cocktail there. I cannot remember the name of the cocktail, but it was with a vodka. I think it's with the Great Lakes Distillery vodka.
It was some kind of, it was the thing where they zested the lemon, some kind of lemon zesting thing.
They're like a serious craft cocktail bar with food. Who else we need to shout out? We have to shout out the husband and wife team from the Burt blog.
Burt blog and MKE Foodies, Paul and Lori.
Oh my gosh. They were so, they came to the meetup. I did not get a chance to really interact a lot with them at the meetup. But they did the nicest thing, Melissa, right?
They sure did.
Tell folks what they gave us.
They sent us back to Brooklyn with a goodie bag of Milwaukee foodie stuff. It was excellent. Oh, my goodness. And I actually might have to start going to some meetings because of them.
What kind of meet? So tell folks what was in the bag.
So they sent us off with chocolate bars with
It was from a local chocolate.
Oh, my God. I just remember Indulgence. I can't remember the full name.
It's Indulgence.
Right now.
Yeah.
And we also got coffee beans. We got single origin coffee. From a coffee roaster and Great Lakes Distillery gin. That is the thing that I remember, the great.
So they gave you a bottle of gin. I'm not a gin drinker. And they were nice enough to ask what I preferred. And I said vodka. So I have a bottle of Milwaukee Great Lakes Distillery vodka at home. So I need to make a cocktail.
It's really sad that all I'm remembering right now is the gin.
It was the chocolate, it was the gin, there was a little spice pack in there.
Yes.
And coffee.
Yes.
So, y'all, go right now to Burt.
There's also toffee from the...
Indulgence.
And I didn't know that I liked toffee. That stuff is done.
Yeah, Adrian, actually, my husband Adrian, shout out to Adrian. There were three or four different chocolate bars in there.
Three chocolate bars. And the Mayan spice was really, really good. There was a pumpkin seed and cranberry that was nice. It's a really nice chocolate.
Shout out to Burt Blog. Are they burpblog.com?
I think it's eatatburp.com. It's Eat at Burp. I'm pretty sure it's Eat at Burp.
I haven't given them the official thank you, but I want to say on air, thank you so much. If you're in Milwaukee, you have to connect with them. They're MK Foodies.
It's the hashtag is MKE Foodies. So definitely check them out on Twitter.
Two quick shout outs to the super connector in Milwaukee who again,
Mary Jane,
who actually drove us to
Waukesha.
Waukesha.
But if you black, you say Waukesha.
It's spelled Waukesha. And she drove us there and we actually chilled at Demo's Chop and Pasta. And Demos is actually a really good friend of Chef Josie. She was on season 2 of Top Chef. She actually came to our meetup. I meant to tell people the very beginning. She came to the meetup that we held at Hotel Metro, and she was there at Demos Chops and Pasta. So we had an opportunity to mingle with her. And so that was our MK. That's just a snippet.
Yep. Shout out to Perfect Kind of Day and Janet Driscoll and... with other bloggers, the Cream City Cuisine. I gotta shout out their handles, so you look for them.
So if
so
you're
thanks
in,
for coming out.
If you're in Milwaukee, you need to like bookmark this show, take some notes. Elsa's, that's a place we had dinner at. Cop's Custard, Demo's in Waukesha. I can't even remember all the places. There's a cupcake place.
It's Maxie's. The southern foods.
Oh, yeah. Maxie's. That's a long story. So anyway, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to wrap the show up talking about the last week of the New York Organic Farming Association NY's Local 4 Challenge. Morning, Mr. Radio. Morning, little Cheerios. Morning, Sister Oreo. Did I tell you everything is fine? In my mind. Morning, Mr. Sheep Shine Man. Shine on bright and white and tan. My baby said she loves me. Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I am your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced and engineered by Jack Inslee. And, how do I always forget his name? Yeah, we have a new producer in the studio. One day I'm going to get him to talk on the mic. This program is being sponsored by Edwards of Surrey, Virginia. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. The location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. So Melissa Danielle is in the studio. She's been on the show a few times. She is all things food person here in Brooklyn, New York. How did you do for the Locavore Challenge? We have five more days left?
We have five more days left. September is on its way out. Jeez. I am a member of the Bed-Stuy Farm Share, so participating in this challenge was very easy for me. So this is also probably the most important locavore challenge that New York will ever have, one to remember, considering the impact Hurricane Irene has had on our farmers. A lot of our Hudson Valley farmers are completely devastated by Hurricane Irene. And so this month it was really just like getting out there and showing our support and our love for our local food system.
So I should start over for some people who are just listening to Hot Grease. Northeastern Organic Farming Association of New York City, during the month of September, I screwed it up again. It's the NOFA NY. Okay. NOFA NY if you Google it. I keep screwing up. I know the acronym. For the month of September, there was a challenge challenging people to eat local, buy local, cook local. And so Melissa did the challenge. I did the challenge. I did okay because I pretty much eat local all the time. Right. So it wasn't like a big thing. I feel really crazy because yesterday was Dinah Irene. And I got really hungry and I was meeting a friend, and instead of pulling out my phone and looking at the restaurants, I just went somewhere. And then when I got home, I realized, damn, I could have went to one of the Dine Out Irene and 10% of the money could have went to the farmers that were affected by Hurricane Irene. I guess I'll have to do something else in the next 5 days to help them out. So I just want to kind of back up and ask you a question about, you heard Chef Justin Johnson, he talked about Growing Power and Will Allen. A few shows back here on Hot Grease, I talked about doing the food headlines, Will Allen and the $1 million grant from Walmart. And I want to hear your opinion. How do you feel? What side are you on?
Oh, you know what? I'm actually trying not to take sides. I used to work in nonprofit. I know what it's like to have to sit and coddle donors, private donors, big donors for money. I know what those relationships can be like. I know how hard it is to get funding for projects. I can see why this is causing contention amongst the food justice community, but at the same time, this creates an opportunity to change the way we see certain companies, to help even educate certain companies. So I'm just looking forward to seeing that money go where it's intended, seeing that it's used the right way, and seeing what happens. I'm gonna stay out of this for a moment. I'm not going to take sides.
I was absolutely, I mean, regardless of that, of the $1 million grant from Walmart, I was blown away by that. Was my first time visiting the Growing Power facilities. I know that was your second time.
Right. But there's, but I feel like, you know, even for me, in the 2 years since I've been there, there was all this new stuff going on. So I think, like, if you go, like, every year after year, it's always going to bring something new for you. Because there are definitely things that they've got going on now that were not happening.
So I'm going to say this. I'm going to close the show out by saying this, that if you're in Milwaukee, I definitely think you should make, like, the first part of your trip going to Growing Power and doing a tour. And then come back to this show and listen to some of the places that we've talked about to get food. Go to Hotel Metro. Melissa has blogged about her trip to Milwaukee. I blogged about it. Make your Milwaukee trip all about local food. Don't you agree?
I agree. I feel like, you know, there's so much to do. There's the Milwaukee Public Market. They've got a winter farmers market. So if you're going there in the winter, check out that market. There's so many farm-to-table restaurants. You can go volunteer at Growing Power and check out what projects they've got going on throughout the city. You can check out Sweetwater Organics. There's so much to see and do there around food.
Melissa, tell folks how they can, when you're not on Hot Grease, how folks can stay in contact with you.
You can check me out on Twitter at GoToMelissa and online at virtualgotogirl.com.
So folks, remember to, wherever you are, to shop, support local folks. Thank you again for listening to Hot Grease. You can join me every Monday live at 3:30 on heritageradionetwork.com. Until then, always take the road less traveled.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.